You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness as it relates to longevity. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on socials, YouTube, Instagram, and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. We appreciate you joining us. Last week, we talked about all the new technology that is emerging in relation to longevity and health and wellness. So if you want to learn more about the new technologies that are available, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about inflammation. So inflammation is one of those things where in small amounts, it can be good for you. But when you experience chronic inflammation in small levels, just kind of ongoing at all times, that's where the trouble could arise. So if you've had a sore joint, brain fog, stubborn belly fat that won't go away, mood swings, inflammation could be tied to all of that. So we're going to break down for you what inflammation actually is, how it affects your body and brain, and most importantly, what you can do to reduce it naturally. So you're going to kick us off.
Yeah, so as my husband was saying, inflammation can be good. Inflammation actually, like, we get inflammation just from working out, so that's something that's a good thing, right? We get tears in our muscles, and that causes inflammation in our body as we work out. It also is a sign that our white blood cells are working to fight off different infections, so there is good inflammation, and that is called the acute inflammation. So that's inflammation that may cause redness or swelling. We might have some heat or pain and temporary loss of function in a muscle group just because we're sore from that inflammation. Like after a really hard workout, yesterday at dinner, I'm like stretching my arm because I had some inflammation in my muscles from the workout the day before. That inflammation is called acute inflammation and is actually good. When inflammation stays for so long, though, it can be really bad for our bodies, and that's called the chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation is when our body basically is attacking healthy areas instead of doing its job of keeping us healthy and safe. It's fueled a lot by our diets and lifestyle, and then, of course, other environmental factors as well. So things to look out for, like signs that you have that chronic inflammation, would be feeling fatigued, having joint pain. There could be some skin problems, like maybe you're breaking out, stomach issues as well, like always having a stomach that makes a lot of noise. And then that's it for what signs to look out for inflammation. Some joint pain too. So keeping track of how long you've had this inflammation is important. We want to make sure that if you're experiencing any inflammation and it continues for an extended period of time, just start tracking, like, as if you're going to the doctor, because eventually you may want to go to the doctor to get checked out for inflammation, especially if it's causing a lot of gut issues, because you may have something more going on like IBS, or you could have Crohn's disease. So it's really important for you to track how long that you've experienced this inflammation in your body as well. Things that we can do to manage inflammation or to help reduce the inflammation in our body, especially post-workout, would be to relax, right? Managing our stress, and I know that's easier said than done. especially for myself. Chronic stress, though, does impact our immune cells, especially in our brain. It also makes our chromosomes look 10 to 17 years older. So stressing actually causes you to age faster. And this makes us more likely to then get those diseases. So keeping up with some good nutrition, making sure that we get rest, as well as regularly exercising, which I know is counterintuitive, but making sure that we keep up with our exercise, but then also have those days of rest can help with making sure that we manage our inflammation to the best of our ability. Other stress management practices would be like the yoga and meditation that we've talked about too in the past. I know those are on previous episodes as well. Did you have other stress managements that you do that could help with inflammation? So we talked about meditation, yoga.
I think you're covering it all so far.
No rest days. All right, well then sleep is another one. So sleep also manages our inflammation, so making sure that we are caught up in our sleep. So control the production. Sleep also controls the production of cells that drive inflammation. So I know on our last episode we talked about how important sleep was for our brains and like making sure that we stay plugged in. So making sure that we have that sleep also helps to control our inflammation and the production of cells that drive the inflammation. And then feeding that anti-inflammation defenses, so making sure we're eating foods that are good for anti-inflammation, so those whole food diets, lots of fruits, fiber, vegetables that have higher fiber in it, so higher fiber diet, the whole food diet. And then, of course, sweating it out and being consistent in the gym also helps with inflammation.
All right. So there you have it. As my wife mentioned there, the low-grade inflammation will help you fight off infection and is typically a good thing. But when you have that chronic inflammation that goes on for a long time, that can lead to many diseases such as heart disease, Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, autoimmune disorders, or even some cancers, as doctors have suggested. So definitely take action. Make sure that you're doing a lot of things, such as eating the real food, sleeping deeply, moving your body, managing stress, and avoiding those toxic inputs so you can dramatically reduce inflammation, and with it, your chronic disease, brain fog, and early aging. So go out there and practice these habits so that you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.